for a partly cloudy sky today with west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour and a high of 86 degrees. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJN. News is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. The Red Oak Police Department believes a medical incident led a man to cross traffic and crash into two parked vehicles on Monday afternoon. At 2:51 p.m., a 2003 Chevrolet Silverado driven by Richard Leroy Clark of Red Oak was traveling southbound on North Broadway in Red Oak when he crossed two lanes of traffic, jumped a sidewalk, and ran into two parked vehicles in the come-and-go parking lot. Clark left the scene of the accident, and officers found a license plate at the accident site. Officers then were able to locate Clark and his damaged vehicle at his residence. It's believed Clark suffered a medical incident and alcohol was not a factor. No one was injured during the incident, and Clark was checked out by Red Oak Rescue. He was cited for traveling on the wrong side of a two-way highway. The two parked vehicles that were struck suffered a total of $6,000 estimated damage. Clark's vehicle sustained an estimated $5,000 damage. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials and Red Oak Rescue assisted the Red Oak Police in that incident. KJAN News Time is 8:03.
We all feel a lot more comfortable when our heating and cooling systems work, whether we're at home or at work. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson here, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. When you need work done, you expect it done right and in a professional, timely manner. If you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you get all these qualities and more. How can I be sure? Because I'm the owner and I'm the one who'll do the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake. Two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work and I'll do it right. I can take all of your commercial and residential plumbing and heating needs. Give me a call. Don't put it off. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle.
In other news here this morning, Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond on Monday said the Code Red system will be ending countywide later this month. Hammond said for the past several years, Montgomery County has exclusively used Code Red as their primary emergency mass notification system. In 2015, Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management launched Alert Iowa, available to all 99 counties free of charge. With our service contract ending on June 30, 2017 with Code Red, Montgomery County will switch all emergency mass notification messages along with severe weather alerts to the Montgomery County Alert Iowa system. Hammond said also, to date, approximately 556 users have signed up for the Montgomery County Alert Iowa system, and over 1,000 phone calls, text messages, and emails receive these notifications. All current Code Red users must opt into the new system to continue receiving emergency and weather alerts. You can sign up with Montgomery County Alert Iowa by visiting montgomerycountyiowa.com/alertiowa or by calling the Montgomery County EMA office at 712-623-3749. A spokesman for healthcare insurer Medica says it plans to sell insurance in Iowa next year and expects to make an announcement soon. Medica spokesman Larry Bussey confirmed Monday the company has preliminary plans to remain in Iowa, but the company seeks clarity on how the Affordable Care Act exchange market in Iowa is going to function. Iowa last week applied for a federal waiver to allow federal subsidies designed to lower costs for low-income and older participants to be used to entice younger people to buy insurance in hopes of keeping Medica and perhaps attracting others back to Iowa. Medica is the only statewide insurer left in Iowa. State insurance officials feared the Minnesota-based company might also leave, causing 72,000 people to have no choice next year. Three male juveniles ages 11, 9, and 7 face charges in connection with the destruction of playground equipment at the Odebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove School Friday evening in Odebolt. The Sac County Sheriff's Office reports Odebolt firefighters were called to the school located at 600 Maple Street at around 5 p.m. Friday. An investigation determined the juveniles were allegedly playing with lighters and had set wood chips on fire underneath a plastic slide. The fire got out of control and quickly spread to the rest of the playground equipment. The damage was estimated to be between $70,000 and $80,000. The State Fire Marshal's office has been called in to assist in the investigation. The investigation is ongoing and charges are pending. And an insurance brokerage based in Burlington recently agreed to pay a group of Iowa cities, counties, and school districts over $1 million to cover what the state insurance commissioner has classified as deceptive fees. But some local officials say they're getting just a fraction of what they should be paid, and they'd like to sue. The Two Rivers Insurance has agreed to pay restitution to Winnebago County, for example, but County Supervisor Mike Stinsrud of Lake Mills says the county actually overpaid Two Rivers by far more.
I believe that we should go after the loss that we incurred. I can definitively say that I will not go along with accepting the $5,700 settlement. I believe we can prove that we were built out of $85,000.
And Stendrud is urging his fellow county supervisors to sue. And Hancock County Supervisor Jerry Tulock of Gardner says Hancock County paid the company more than $250,000 in brokerage fees that were disguised as premium cost, but Two Rivers has agreed to cut the county a check for just a quarter of that amount.
We haven't signed anything to say we'll accept it yet or not. This was the best deal the Iowa Insurance Division thought they could come up with.
Two Rivers Insurance sold Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance policies to local government Iowa governments for more than 10,000 employees statewide. In 2014, Wellmark informed regulators it had discovered that Two Rivers was adding fees to what was described to customers as just the premiums. Two Rivers denies wrongdoing, but in May, the company agreed to pay the local governments $1.3 million. The president of Two Rivers told the Des Moines Register the brokerage still believes its past practices were appropriate at the time, but agreed to offer to pay restitution to end, quote, what we would be an extremely costly and burdensome legal process. The settlement involves 15 counties, 12 Iowa cities, 4 school districts, as well as the public library and public water utility in Council Bluffs. These local governments formed a consortium to buy policies in a larger group. Many local officials involved have indicated they'll accept the Two Rivers restitution because their counties, cities, and schools were able to reduce insurance costs with lower group rates. The 33 local governments have until July 22nd to accept or reject the proposed restitution. The settlement involves the cities of Council Bluffs and Harlan locally. It also involves the counties of Guthrie, Monona, and Pottawatomie and Union here in southwest Iowa. You can go to radioiowa.com to find a link to the insurance commissioner's order in that situation. Also, in other local news, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board met last night, and the director Seth Stasselm updated the board on some projects going on, especially at the Schoberg Recreation Area. He said they're currently working on getting sewer out to the campground, and they will be ended up leasing those spaces to ethanol plant workers for $400 a month. There will be a few spots that will be open for recreational use on a first-come, first-served basis. They have plans to plant trees and get benches and fire pits into the campground here yet this week. And Stasselm also told them he's been working on language to increase the hotel-motel tax to fund the future of the recreation area. Said they plan to send a proposal to the city council to give people an opportunity to vote on raising that hotel-motel tax. They also have work beginning here this week for the Lake Three Shore stabilization, which means the trail would be closing for a couple of weeks while that work is completed. And a committee also has been formed to explore upgrading the Little League Ball Diamond into a sports complex. The committee will hold their first meeting on July 10th. Also, a Sac City man has been airlifted to a Sioux City hospital after falling from a bridge on Sunday afternoon. Sac County Sheriff Ken McClure reports deputies responded to the scene at approximately 5:30 p.m. on a report that a man had fallen into the Raccoon River from a bridge south of Sac City. When they arrived on scene, they learned that 48-year-old Brad Bloom was reported to be sitting on the railing when he fell backwards. Sac County Emergency Medical Services transported Bloom to Loring Hospital in Sac City, and he was later airlifted out. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll check funeral announcements coming up for you next. Newstime 810.
We all feel a lot more comfortable when our heating and cooling systems work, whether we're at home or at work. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson here, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. When you need work done, you expect it done right and in a professional, timely manner. If you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you get all these qualities and more. How can I be sure? Because I'm the owner, and I'm the one who'll do the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake. Two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. I can take all of your commercial and residential plumbing and heating needs. Give me a call. Don't put it off. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Wayne Warren Wilson, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wayne Wilson will be held here today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Mary Jo Ellis, age 82 of Stewart, died Saturday at Taylor House Hospice in Des Moines. A visitation for Mary Jo Ellis will be held on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. with a prayer service at 7 p.m. at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Betty Brown, age 79, of Cumberland, died Tuesday at home. Celebration of life for Betty Brown will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has arrangements. And Miles L. Gibson, age 87, of Dallas Center, died Friday at home. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services will be held for Miles Gibson at this time. Twig Funeral Home in Panora is handling the arrangements. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.